course of the proceedings at the speech days of the next 3 years unfortunately do not now exist. So the next recording we have is that of the speech day in 1966 on the 5th of June, held at Handcross, and the chairman of the afternoon's proceedings was Dr. Joseph Segal.
Mr. Halevy, Mrs. Halevy, Lord Samuel, Mr. Smith, members of the academic staff, boys, and then of course come parents, because I'm not speaking in biological order. It is a particular privilege for me to appear here again after last year's speech day. Then I was guest of honor, but luckily Lord Samuel accepted in the last minute, and we are very grateful to have the privilege of having here today. And I was very happy to accept this demotion and accept the chairmanship. Last year, if you remember, was a year of great crisis. The future of the school was in balance, and without hesitation I would like to emphasize that thanks to the gigantic efforts of Mr. and Mrs. Halevy, we are here today for another speech day, and what we hope it will be many, many more speech days in the future. Only last week this college became an educational trust with a very distinguished board of governors, and among them Professor Chain, the famous scientist, Lord Cohen of Birkenhead, Lord Cohen of Brighton, Sir Barnett Janner, and a few others, and who was supposed to be the guest of honor today, Mr. Louis Mintz, but you have heard about his being prevented from being present here. And so we are moving on. No, what I called last year temple of knowledge is likely to be destroyed, can be destroyed. We have still a very heavy and difficult road to go. Nevertheless, we feel more optimistic, in a much happier mood, that this college will go on, prosper, and become a great institution of learning for the young generation and generations to come. A college which was created, as you all know, by the Halevis, and this is a monumental creation for Anglo-Jewry, and in fact in the Jewish world of learning. And we are also grateful, particularly the new board of governors, grateful to Mr. Halevy for having accepted to stay on for another couple of years as headmaster and guide the destinies of this college, which is so ably started nearly, 35 years ago, from small beginnings to a great college. And with these few words, I trust that all the parents present here will support the new board of governors, will support the headmaster, will support the academic staff, so that we can really ensure the safe future of this college. But I'm not going to sit down before I say one word. I could have said many more, but at least the one word about one person who did probably more than anybody else for this college, who devoted all her energy. It was almost a lifetime. We wish that person many, many more years of good health, good life, and active life. But without this moving spirit, this college wouldn't have existed or wouldn't have been brought to that stage where we find ourselves now. I remember the beginning of this college because I was a melamed myself. And this person, and I would like on your behalf, on behalf of everybody present here and even those who are not present here, to express our gratitude. And this is Esther Halevi. And now it gives me, of course, very great pleasure to call upon the man who guided and still guiding the destinies of this school, Yaakov Halevi.